Sitting Meditation Q&A. Sitting Still. Is there a way to get more motivated while meditating? Sometimes I want to meditate for an hour, but I end up unable to meditate for longer than 20 minutes. I think an important part of the answer is that meditation is something that is momentary. It is something that is to be done at every moment. You cannot meditate for an hour. You can only meditate for one instant, and that instant is either meditative or it is not. At this moment, are you mindful or are you not? When you ask how to get motivated during meditation, a good question to ask yourself might be, how do I best make use of this hour so that it is generally meditative? If you approach the problem this way, you will not worry so much about how long you sit or become discouraged by your inability to sit in meditation for a long time. Our inability to sit for long periods is a part of the reason why we meditate in the first place. The mental qualities preventing you from sitting for long periods should be a main focus of your practice. This is something easy to forget because they are the same problems present throughout our life and we are quick to react to them rather than understand them. The problems in our minds are a part of who we are, so we meditate in order to overcome them rather than avoid them. One trick you can use when you want to stop meditating is to ask yourself, what is the problem? What is it that is causing me to want to stop sitting here, to get up and do something else? What is the difference between sitting here and going somewhere else? There could be a good reason, like you have some important work to do, or you are going to injure yourself if you sit in this position any longer. But most likely, it is simply because of the reasons why we are meditating in the first place: desire, aversion, delusion, etc. These problematic mind states come up in meditation and present a chance to work them out. Meditation gives us a chance to examine our minds and to see what is causing us stress and suffering, what is of benefit and what is not. Understanding this can help improve motivation as well. Other ways of creating motivation include positive reminders of the benefits of meditation, the benefits to yourself, the peace and clarity of mind that comes from meditation, and how much you can help other people as well. You can think of friends and family who are stressed and suffering that you would be able to help by learning this incredible technique of stress reduction. Conversely, you can motivate yourself using negative reminders of what happens if we do not meditate, the unwholesome mind states that consume our mind, the hurt we cause towards ourselves, the stress, the addiction, and the suffering that we bring to the world around us. You can remind yourself of the dangers that come from allowing these states to persist over the long term, the danger of not being able to cope with misfortune, sickness, and old age. When you are not able to deal with simple pains and stresses from sitting still for more than 20 minutes, what happens if you become invalid and have to stay in bed for days? How will you be able to cope with that? This sort of reminder can help us appreciate the benefits of meditation.